Administrators at Vanderbilt University are urging graduate students not to form a union. In an email, the school wrote that if they organized, the relationship between the university and its students would be unnecessarily disrupted. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
At the heart of the issue is whether graduate students who also work for the university should be seen as employees or, as Vanderbilt argues, simply as students working toward future careers. It also contends that a union would turn the relationship between teachers and students into one of supervisor-supervisee that would hurt the educational experience. Jesse Montgomery disagrees. He's in his third year of an English PhD program and also teaches a literature course every semester.
I don't think that considering yourself an employee like fundamentally changes the way that you interact with your advisors, people you learn from.
He says he welcomes more structure to the relationship between grad students and the administration, as well as legal recourse if anything goes wrong. This conversation is happening now because the National Labor Relations Board ruled last August that graduate students at private universities could collectively bargain, a reversal of policy. But in a statement, Vanderbilt says it believes that ruling will be overturned. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.